Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Coming next, down to the wire for a crowdfunded feature on television creators and leverage on TNT. Plus more thoughts on crowdfunding's consequences for television and our classic trivia question of the week. Merry Christmas Eve, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. Ho, 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 this just in. Tomorrow will be televised. Thank you very much for making us part of your Christmas Eve Day 2012. From all of us at Blog Talk Radio, staff, host, and producer alike, we wish you the very merriest of holidays, and we also welcome all the folks celebrating Kwanzaa this week as well. No matter what holiday you celebrate, we hope it's a great one, and we thank you for joining us on this special short edition of the show that covers the world of television. 40 degrees right now here in the New York metropolitan area at the top of the hour. We're expecting maybe a rainy Christmas in some parts of the tri-state area, and maybe in upstate New York, a bit of a snowy or flurry Christmas, as the case may be. We don't have a guest for you today. We have some guests coming your way both Friday and a week from today on New Year's Eve Day. We'll tell you about those as we go forward. But we do invite you, as always, to be part of the program. The way you do that is give us a phone call. The number you use is 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. That number is good everywhere you're catching us across the country, around the world here on Blog Talk Radio. We've also got our chat room open, SimonApple04 by name. So use the phone, use the room. Love to hear from you on this Christmas Eve day. And while the program is on the air, we're going to be with you all for a good chunk of the half hour ahead. We do invite you to share it with others you know and love by using Facebook Timeline. The way you do that is you click on the banner at the top of your Blog Talk Radio screen, follow the instructions, and other people can hear this show with you right now. So further thoughts about crowdfunding and its implications for television after these news notes. And lo and behold, we have a crowdfunding story to lead things off. Kickstarter's clock is ticking for a proposed feature film on television series creators and producers. Showrunners have until early Christmas morning, that's early tomorrow morning, to raise $80,000 from the public through Kickstarter. Interviews with leading producers, including Josh Weldon of Buffy the Vampire Slayer fame, Terrence Winter, head of the creator of Boardwalk Empire on HBO, and Bill Prager, the co-creator of The Big Bang Theory on CBS, have been filmed. The money organizers are raising via Kickstarter will pay for final editing and other post-production work. As of a half hour ago, more than 1,000 people have pledged over $72,000. We'll let you know the outcome on Friday's episode, Go or No Go. TNT's making it official. This is the final season of Leverage, the popular caper drama starring Timothy Hutton. After 5 years in play, Leverage will present its final original episode tomorrow night, designed as a series finale in case the renewal didn't materialize. Reruns will continue to air on ION Television and syndication among broadcast stations. Also on TNT tomorrow night is the season finale of Rizzoli and Isles. Finally, in news notes, new LG television sets with Google TV and voice command capability will be unveiled at the International CES show in Las Vegas next month. The sets are expected to be in retail by spring. And that is our news notes for this Christmas Eve Day 2012. And now, a comment. One of the greatest joys in covering the world of television that a reporter or a journalist or observer can find, and that goes for any business too, is that every once in a great while, you think you have stumbled or you have found what could be a universe-transforming element that will have this medium go in a different direction forever. I think that might be the case with crowdfunding. Certainly off what we did on Friday with our special hour and change on the subject, where we had a crowdfunding company, Early Shares, the TV production company is dealing with, 555 Media, and a consulting expert, Dr. Leticia Wright, all on the program. And incidentally, more than 350 of you have been hearing the program replay ever since we did it live on Friday afternoon. The thing that strikes me is that here we are, crowdfunding is still a newly thing in terms of television. It's been a big thing for 5 years with other industries, and yet there's already been a couple of interesting success stories or semi-success stories, but the big thing about what happened Friday is that we now know that a television production company is so behind this idea of crowdfunding, the equity kind, where people not only invest in individual shows, they invest for the long term as opposed to a one-shot deal, which is what Kickstarter, Indiegogo, and other crowdfunding sites do. More importantly, we learned through Stephen Temis, the creator and the chairman of Early Shares, that they have got some other deals in the works with other television production companies. So this thing may be on the verge of exploding. Furthermore, we learned from Dr. Leticia Wright, who is a expert on crowdfunding. She wrote a book called The Crowdfunded Life. She does a talk show on television stations and cable systems in Southern California, that there already are a lot of people sniffing in about doing Kickstarter-type projects, crowdfunding-type projects for television series, and maybe even for television networks to get off the ground. That, I think, is groundbreaking and amazing. The thing about crowdfunding is that you could call it the most advanced public television around. And incidentally, I'm curious to see what PBS has to say about this, whether PBS would, in fact, as member stations and member affiliates, might, in fact, encourage the public to invest in individual shows on a short or long-term basis. But the key is there is so much activity out there this early in the game. And the fact that the 5x5 Media, the company behind Fashion Star, going into its second season next year on NBC, coming up with a new series on TBS next month called King of the Nerds, with the folks from Revenge of the Nerds, including Robert Carradine, among the co-hosts, and the new series Hero coming to TNT next summer from Dwayne The Rock Johnson, actor and WWE star, or superstar for you fans of WWE, is that they are really behind this, and they're hearing from other production companies saying, hey, we want in. We really want to do this. More importantly, this may be the way that new networks can get launched and the way that television diversity can expand. There are already organizations and people of color who are looking into crowdfunding as the way to get into the television game and expand diversity possibilities in the media. It really is looking like it's special. It's a matter of shows now and a matter of networks later. And I bet you that every television conference, from International CES to NAFI next month to the Cable Show to NAB to Digital Hollywood, will have at least one panel, if not an entire track of panels, before next year is out, dealing with crowdfunding. So there is a lot of discussion, and more importantly, there is quite a bit of action. The question I have is this. In addition to all that, could crowdfunding be the catalyst, the tipping point that gets people already in the game of making major investments, the venture capitalists, the angel investors, the incubators and accelerators like Y Combinator and TechStars and 500 startups, will they, after so much billions of dollars invested beautifully in the web, invested in smartphone and tablet apps, who have yet to really make a big investment in television, and to this point have, for the most part, showcased incredible apathy toward getting involved with television, could crowdfunding be the tipping point for them to get involved, for them to turn the spigots on, and finally at long last make big investments in television to the tune of billions of dollars the way they do with other industries? I hope so. I hope they're paying attention to this conversation, because I think that's part of the universe transforming, is that it's not only transforming television through us, the public, but it gets the people who really could do the funding to get involved as well. So I leave 2012 very high on crowdfunding. And yes, I know there are skeptics out there. I know there are people who are saying, oh, this is out of the cards, and sooner or later, probably sooner, there's going to be a bad deal, a bad apple, some crowdfunding company that isn't doing what they said they would do, and voila, the whole house of cards collapse. And yes, I agree there's that possibility, and I agree it's a gamble. And I also agree that crowdfunding is no guarantee that the shows being crowdfunded, the networks being crowdfunded, will be successful. It is one thing to get a show funded, it's another thing to creatively execute the show and make it work and make it a big deal. But that's why now we should have a discussion about crowdfunding. That's why we did the episode we did on Friday. And I'm happy that we provoked over 350 people to hear it on replay. In addition, that episode is also being broadcast on Early Share's website and also on Dr. Wright's own website, brightplacetv.com. We need to have a discussion now about the pitfalls, the advantages, what people who make the decision to invest in these crowdfunding plays now. We need to have the dialogue now. And I hope that every television opportunity, a convention, a meeting, whatever, private, public, or between, does bring up the crowdfunding situation. Let's have the discussion now. Let's get the public to really know what they could be in for when they make the call, so that we don't have the House of Cards collapse, so that we don't have the bad apples. Or if there are bad apples, they're stopped before they do damage to us, the public. Bottom line, I really believe crowdfunding could be a universe transformer for television. I really think it could help get more TV shows on the air, and more importantly, a wider variety of TV shows that we, the public, feel we want to see, feel that we will support, and will not only support it to our dollars, but ultimately support it with our viewing. And that's a good thing. And that's why I believe that along with smart TV sets and more television networks doing more scripted programming and more networks doing programming on a year-round basis, first-run original, that I consider crowdfunding one of the big trends to watch this coming year. And maybe we will look back on this decade and this year of the decade as this time, 2012, Christmas Eve, may be the beginning of the big crowdfunding era of television. It's something to look forward to. It's something I believe could be a universe transformer. And I hope I'm not proven wrong. We'll see. I promise you this. We will follow this story, no matter what, every step of the way. And now it's time for our regular feature every week, the Classic Trivia Question of the Week. We give you a question. If you know the answer, email me with it at simonapple04@yahoo.com. simonapple04@yahoo.com. And if you're the first one with the correct answer, we will highlight you on Friday's program. On Friday, we will have our annual feature, Tomorrow We Televise Remembers, where we highlight one more time the people in front of and behind the camera who passed away this past year. And, of course, one of the folks who passed away, one of these very iconic people, Dick Clark, who, of course, was the host and one of the major people behind American Bandstand, which ran for so many years on ABC for a time on cable, for a time in syndication. American Bandstand was so popular that a lot of shows spun off from it that were dance and music shows. One of them was on MTV, and it was a big show in the 1980s called Club MTV. I was there for a taping of it once, enjoyed it immensely. A lot of fun, a lot of great dancers, a lot of great musical talent showed up, and some of them made their debuts on that program as music groups and performers did earlier on American Bandstand. Here's our classic question of the week. Who hosted Club MTV? Who was the host of Club MTV? If you know the answer, email at simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Please enclose your name and where you're emailing from, and if you're the first one with the correct answer, we will highlight you, give you the credit, on Friday's program. If you missed the question, we will post it later today on our Facebook page and also on my Twitter hashtag, @UDCSimonGWBT. @UDCSimonGWBT. Remember, that UDC stands for UDC Television, Urban Broadcasting, the network that will have, among other things, when it premieres in the midway next year, the video version of this program. We're very excited about being involved with UBC, and you can check it out at UBCTVNetwork.com. It's UBCTVNetwork.com. Friday on Tomorrow We Televise, we'll kick off a two-part retrospective of the best and the craziest of television programming this year. We'll also look ahead to some of the early viewing choices for you in 2013. Coming up on Friday, we'll have one of the best TV critics around from TV Guide Magazine, TVGuide.com, Matt Rausch. And then, a week from today, on New Year's Eve Day, we'll have another popular critic from HitFix.com, Alan Sevenwell. That's Matt Rausch on Friday. Monday, Alan Sevenwell from HitFix.com giving us their thoughts about TV 2012 and TV 2013 right here on Tawabi Televised. Also on Friday, we'll have Patrick Costello. He's the executive producer of Discovery Channel's final original special of this year. It's coming up on Saturday night. It's called Heroes of Hell's Highway, about some unique soldiers of Afghanistan who may have the most dangerous assignment around, not only Afghanistan, but any corner of the world. And also coming up on Monday, we will preview the first new television series of 2015. You won't have to wait long to see it. It comes your way a week from tomorrow night on National Geographic Channel. It's called Diggers, about two armchair historians who take their act all over the country in search of this country's backstory. We'll have executive producer Abby Greenfelder, I believe she was on our show before, to talk about it. Diggers premieres a week from tomorrow night on National Geographic Channel. We'll have the full details with Abby a week from today, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. We always love to hear from you. Where you think TV is hot and where it's going. So use that email I just gave you, and we'd love to get your thoughts. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Please enclose your name and where you're emailing from. If you have the answer to our classic community question, we'd like to hear that too. And also, if there's a TV show you like and you think deserves more attention, well, let us know, and we'll give it on our regular feature of Show to Know. Once again, that email address is SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Blog Talk Radio will be on all Christmas Eve and all Christmas Day tomorrow with great programming for you. If you'd like to hear some of our previous episodes from the entire year of 2012, you can check us out anytime on our homepage. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/SimonApple04. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/SimonApple04. You can hear our crowdfunding special from last Friday, our episode earlier this month from the TV of Tomorrow show covering the world of interactive television, our 5th anniversary special back in August, all of our great guests and topics from throughout the year, available for you 24/7 on www.SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Remember, you can also check out our shows in podcast form anytime on iTunes.com and segments of our show on Stitcher Radio and other web podcast sites. So again, keep tuned to Blog Talk Radio for a lot of great stuff coming your way, live and original, throughout tonight, Christmas Eve, and tomorrow, Christmas Day, as well as the rest of the week. A lot of holiday-themed shows for you, other shows as well. So check it out. And remember, you can catch Blog Talk Radio 24/7 on YouTube. For the best Blog Talk Radio around, it's YouTube.com. Check it out anytime, 24/7. The views presented on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associates are John Sweet and Amy Domestico. For Tomorrow Will Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. For everyone here at Blog Talk Radio, hosts, producers, and staff, we wish all of you a very Merry Christmas Eve, a great Christmas Day tomorrow. Happy Kwanzaa to those of you celebrating that. Happy Hanukkah for those of you that have been celebrating it the last few weeks. And for all of you, have a wonderful rest of your week. We'll catch you back here live Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, with guests right here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, Merry Christmas, everyone. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.